across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is Tyler and Crevo. The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Tyler.
Hi.
Welcome back to Jess as well.
She's back.
You're hearing your dulcet tones getting through the weather there. It was lovely. You know, Jared and Elle did a great job. But there's nothing like the OG.
That's right. It's good to have you back, sis.
It sure is.
How was that alarm after a couple of weeks off?
I didn't like it. I wasn't a fan.
Especially in this weather, you just want to curl up and stay in bed.
But you weren't so excited to get back in here and do the best job in the world?
A little bit. Excited to see you guys.
She's lying.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be offended if
you
just
got your fingers crossed.
How was New Zealand, Jess? Did you love it?
It was amazing. It was such an adventure.
She got caught in that cyclone too, I bet.
Yeah, a little windy.
A little windy.
Rainy.
Oh, well.
That's all right.
She survived.
Come back a little disheveled. You'll be right.
You seem good. You seem ready to go, ready to take on the rest of the year.
Heck yeah.
Awesome. How was that weather yesterday here, though?
I know. She was moist all over the town. Oh, my God. I drove up King Street and it was just fully flooded.
Bedlam.
Like, you could probably jump out and go for a swim.
Yeah, it was like even at the shop at Hamilton, luckily it's a bit up there, so it was okay. But I had customers messaging me being like, I want to buy this. I'll send you the money, but we're flooded.
Can't get there.
So I can't get there to pick it up. I was like, not a problem.
Even after the show yesterday at about 10 o'clock, we were getting phone calls left, right and centre from people being like, lights are out here at Redhead. It's flooded here at King Street. There are lights out everywhere. It's just wet.
Yeah. You see, of course, like the videos of people, once again, driving through
floodwaters.
You're like, you're in a Camry. That's not even close to the right vehicle. And even then, don't do it.
Turn around.
Exactly. Anyway, people live and learn because, God, it looked like that car got water in its, like, in its engine-y bit.
Do they, though? Live and learn?
Well, obviously
no,
not.
No.
Obviously not. Hey, we will, of course, catch up with Jess to go a little deeper on those local news headlines. Just a couple of minutes off. You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And Jess, the Matildas took out a win in front of a Newcastle crowd last night.
Yes, it was so good. The rain yesterday cleared up just in time. About 9,000 people packed into McDonald Jones Stadium last night for this one. And the Matildas smashed Jamaica, winning 3-0.
Well, that's a big win.
So good. And with that win, they won the Cup of Nations tournament, which is the tournament that they've been playing in over the last couple of weeks. And we were a little disappointed that our two local girls, Emily Van Egmond and Claire Wheeler, they did end up starting on the bench last night.
Boo.
But they did eventually get on just before the end of the game. So I guess at least they got to play a little bit in front of, you know, their home crowd at their home stadium.
There is nothing more frustrating, though, starting on the bench.
I'd be so frustrated.
Getting to halftime being like, excuse me, I still haven't had a run yet in front of a home crowd. Like, what were they thinking?
I disagree.
In front of a home crowd?
You're getting paid and you just get to sit there.
Nah.
That's the dream.
Not when you're a sportsman. You want to be out there in the thick of it. Yeah.
Okay.
You lazy bum.
Different vibes. Like, if they were like, do you want to do your job? And just get paid and you just relax. I'll be like, absolutely.
Nah, that's why you're not a sportsman, mate.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
different strokes for different folks.
Indeed.
Now, the other thing that's kind of exciting or interesting is this: the federal climate change and energy minister Chris Bowen's making a bit of a launcher announcement today.
Yeah, so apparently he's in Newcastle today. He's expected to launch some community consultation that's going to get underway for a huge offshore wind project just off the coast here in Newcastle between Nora Head and Port Stephens. The government has labelled like six areas across Australia over the last sort of few months that they think would be perfect to have wind farms, and our Newcastle coastline is one of those. There's already companies who are talking about doing it. Equinox and Oceanex are one that are looking to do a wind farm just off our coast. But there's expected to be some community consultation be announced today for wind farms in general on our coastline. So in a bid to get us to renewables one day.
This is forgive me for my ignorance here, but this is just wind turbines out in the ocean.
Basically.
Correct. That's because you get a lot of...
And are we drilling these into the seabed?
Good question. Yeah. I guess. I think that a lot of them are floating, like wind turbines.
Really?
Is something that they've been looking at as well.
The drilling into the ocean bed doesn't sit... Like, it hurts me in my ethics place for some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know why.
You get...
It's damaging the seabed, right?
Whoops, sorry. For that,
just cut her off.
No, I didn't mean that. But you get, for that, you get, like, you know, they last, what, 50 to 75 years or something?
I guess.
Of renewable energy?
Yeah.
You can't, like, hole?
I know.
And not that deep.
The floating ones would be cool, though.
That's interesting. I've never heard of them.
I'm pretty sure it's the company that I mentioned is, like, the ones that I'm thinking of that are looking into the floating wind turbine.
Interesting.
That is really interesting. Yeah. Oh, we'll see what happens. It's only, like, the launch of the consultation.
That's it. You're, like, 50 billion years
long
away.
Long way away.
Yeah, so it's a long way to go, but very interesting. We'll watch that and follow it as it develops more. Time to check your traffic now properly. Waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Creevo on 105.3 New FM. And everyone's aware of how expensive cost of living's been recently,
oh,
right?
Oh, my God, through the roof.
Even at your local pub, I was in one in Waratah a week ago. Everything's gone up by a few dollars.
Yeah.
And you just notice it.
We were at Grilled last night.
Yeah.
And all the little sauces, like the herbed mayo and all that kind of stuff, gone up.
Yeah, you noticed.
And like, that's already expensive. Like, what do they think they're doing, slinging a dollar for a tub of sauce?
That's cheap.
$1.20 now.
Well, that's not bad. Like, the pub went from $2.50 to $3.50.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's, you know, 50% up or anything. Anyway, not that bad compared to this bolo in Sydney.
Yeah.
Right? Just a bowling club, humble bowling club. And they're now charging $35 for a chicken schnitzel and chips.
What?
$35. You reckon it's bad here in Newcastle?
$35?
We've got nothing to complain about. It was, if you just want the schnitzel on its own, you can go $28.
Just a schnitty on a plate.
I think there's a few of the veggies. But if you want the side salad, that's an extra $8.90.
What?
Yep, nearly $9 for a little... You know, that little salad on a schnitzel plate is nothing.
It's just lettuce.
It's a small handful out of the mixed lettuce bag.
That's it. And maybe some grated carrot.
If you're lucky. If you're lucky. Not every place will even have that. Anyway, a lot of people are up in arms about this.
What about the chips?
Well, that's the thing. If you want with the chips, $35.
That is a rip.
Like, that's unbelievable.
So if you want chips and salad, that's about $45.
Well, yeah, if you wanted it all in.
But that's what you get. When you go to a pub, you order schnitty with chips and salad.
That's right. So you think Cozzy lives bad here in Newey? We got nothing. Like, nothing to complain about.
Don't even bother driving down the M1 to go to Sydney.
Oh, you wouldn't. Not down the M1.
No.
$45? Are you kidding me?
Rip. You can pay, like... I reckon you'd be able to get here and you'd be able to get two or three schnitties for
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
That's disgusting.
At your local. Absolutely terrible. Be alert. Don't go down there. You'll never want to go again.
You'll end up broke with no money. Exactly. Homeless.
The Novos with Tyler and Creevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Good morning if you're just joining us. Happy Thursday. Jess, while we've still got you there, quick question for you.
Here we go.
I love Creevo's quick questions.
Have you ever played Paper, Scissors, Rock?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you don't call it Paper, Scissors, Rock, do you, Jess? It's Scissors, Paper, Rock.
Isn't it? Yeah, it is. It's Scissors, Paper, Rock.
Thank you very much.
I had to play it in my head.
Paper, Scissors, Rock.
I got obliterated on the show yesterday by Newcastle and the embarrassment... That is the citizens of Newcastle because they think it's Paper, Scissors, Rock.
No one sided with you?
No, one person. Out of like five.
God. Yeah, one. But anyway, you found an ally in Jess, which is good.
I knew I would. I knew I could count on you, Jess.
Girls sticking together.
Damn straight.
I saw you text
I'm
that.
I'm still angry. I did not. Don't get me fired up. It's too early for
anyway,
this.
Anyway, we'll hear how the debate plays out up next as you're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Creevo at New FM. And yesterday, the big debate going around between us especially.
I'm still angry about it.
On how to properly say paper, scissors, rock, which is the proper way.
Incorrect.
Which you maintain is incorrect. Anyway, we let the listeners decide yesterday on the show. Here's how it went. The big debate is on.
This is huge. I cannot go on with my life until we settle this debate once and for all. You, an idiot producer, Stephen, think that it is paper, scissors, rock.
The correct way.
Incorrect. It is simply scissors, paper, rock.
I'm sorry, what?
Now, I've done some research on this.
Okay,
Rock, paper, scissors comes from Queensland. Another person in Queensland has confirmed that if you're in Queensland, you say rock, paper, scissors. However, if you are from New South Wales, you say it the correct way in scissors, paper, rock, which means you and Stephen have to pack your bags and leave.
First of all, I say paper, scissors, rock. Not rock, paper, scissors.
No, people from Queensland say paper, scissors, rock.
Okay, well, look, I say it that way, and that's the correct way, and you've just made this up, this research. I'd love to see your sources.
Google.
I doubt it's from a good university or anything.
Let's take it to the people of Newcastle to settle this debate once and for all. We've got Gillian on the phone. Hi, Gillian.
Hi.
Now tell us, what are your thoughts on this? How do you say it?
Paper, scissors, rock.
Thank you. Some common sense. That is absolutely and 100% correct.
No.
You're an excellent person of high moral standing. Thank you, Gillian.
Sorry, Gillian. I just don't see us ever being friends.
Sorry.
She doesn't sound sorry at all.
Not bothered at
all. Because Gillian and I are friends, and that's all that matters.
Let's go to Brad next. Hey, Brad.
Hey.
Is it scissors, paper, rock or paper, scissors, rock?
Oh, I'm about to burst your bubble because it's paper, scissors, rock.
Oh, my.
Thank you.
If you want to do research, how about you go to the TV show program that is 30 years old, Friends.
Is it on that? That's American. Yep. No, it doesn't count.
I'm sorry, but we've just had 100% of callers on my side at this point. Should we just wrap it up here?
No, if I don't get one person in my corner, I will storm out of this building and I will never come back. I will leave. Let's go to Ashley next in Colette. Hey, Ashley.
Oh, no, sorry. Trish is next.
Trish. Sorry. Hey, Trish.
How you going?
Good, mate. Now, what do you think it is?
I'm sorry, Team Crevo, mate. I'm over 50 and I've always known it as paper, scissors, rock.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. 100% of callers.
I'm getting mad. I'm getting hot.
Look at you all. You've brows all furrowed. It's actual sweat beating.
I'm out of breath here. All right, let's go to Ashley now. Hey, Ashley.
Tyler, I'm with you. It's scissors, paper, rock.
Yes.
Everything else is infuriating.
Right? Now, yes. Where do these people think they get off calling it paper, scissors, rock? Where did that even come from? Do you know?
I don't know. No.
Well, you two in your little minority corner on your little island, you can enjoy it there, all right?
That is so, thank God Ashley has called through, because the rest of you are so wrong that it hurts me. It pains me to say.
Well, you're in the minority. Most people are saying it my way, including Friends, the TV show. Do your research.
You know what? It's time for me to go.
Tyler's leaving the studio.
Goodbye, I quit.
Okay, well, I guess it's just the Novos with Crevo tomorrow. Waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And we're talking about yesterday, where'd you fall asleep, after we found out our producer, Stephen, had fallen asleep.
On the toilet
of all places. And so, of course, we have to take your calls to find out the weird places you'd fallen asleep. And we're asking, where'd you fall asleep?
All because our new producer, Stephen, fell asleep on the toilet. And I was like, surely there's no one in Newcastle that can top that.
I wouldn't have thought so. Because it doesn't seem like a place that's comfortable enough to fall asleep.
You look like you could snap your neck.
Well, that's a possibility.
Joe is in Cessnock up first. Hey, Joe.
Good morning.
Now tell us, where'd you fall asleep?
It wasn't me, it was actually my son fell asleep on a helicopter ride.
Oh.
Now, was this like a fun trip, or was this like, you know, to the hospital or something?
No, fun trip. That's the theme fest a few years ago.
And how much did this trip cost you, Joe?
I think it was like $75 for him, and he slept through the whole bloody thing.
Little shit.
I know, right?
Kids are a pest, aren't they?
Oh, yes.
Are they?
They're just your words, not mine. Oh, well, you said it. Let's go to Robbie up next. Hey, Robbie, how are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, never better. Where'd you fall asleep?
Well, it wasn't me. It was a lady I worked with at the mail centre. And back in the day, we used to sort the letters into the pigeonholes.
Yeah.
And there was a certain one. It was called the priority paymaster. People paid a little bit extra to have it
Yeah, it goes through priority,
like
yeah.
Like Express Post.
Yeah, well, she used to fall asleep at the sorting the letters so they go wherever. She fell asleep and the hand dropped.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what? God. So, like, a lot of people's posts just ended up in the wrong place or...
Yeah.
Oh,
and also, one night driving home, I was next to her and I saw her fall asleep and she was driving.
On the note behind the wheel, I mean, that's not good.
That's dangerous.
I went a little bit quicker and got in front of her.
Oh, you didn't think to beep to wake her up?
No, apparently not. She might have ran into me.
Salad. Fair point.
Not if you're behind, though.
Fair point. Well made. Let's go to Jen in Maryland next. Hey, Jen.
Good morning.
Now tell us, where did you fall asleep or someone that you know?
Oh, no, it was always me. The same. big weekend at the Vineyards. Yeah. It was my son's birthday, and come Sunday we took him to Oakdale Farm, you know where that is, out near Williamstown.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you get to feed the animals and all that kind of stuff. There was a big food choice. And I am only little, I'm short actually.
Yeah.
So trying to get into this food trough to get some food to feed the animals, I just fell asleep halfway in.
Wait, so you were in the food trough and had a nap?
In the food trough, had a nap, and when I woke up, I had this animal, just a bird like animal looking at me. I'm thinking, where am I? What am I doing? I didn't even know where I was when I woke up. It was such a huge night, but so worth it.
So dusty. But, Jen, did anyone bother to get you out? They just leave you there?
No, they just took photos and videos and posted them all over the page.
You're surrounded by good people, Jen.
Love it.
1, 2, 3. With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, if you want free petrol right in time for the weekend... Call now, 4967 4105. We're playing our game Trivia Check where we need two.
No, we're not. It's
no,
three
we're
of
not.
A kind.
Goodness me, I'm ahead of myself. What's it called? Three of a kind.
Three of a kind. Right, this is very easy. We say the three things. We say the three things. You work out what the theme is between them. Right?
First to two, best of three.
Simple as that. You're up against another competitor.
Which I think we've got Renee lined up, our runner-up from yesterday.
That's correct. 4967 4105 if you want some free petrol. $50 fuel cards up for grabs.
Called three of a kind.
Yeah, that's right.
Just to clarify.
We're doing it next.
Jeez.
New FM.
1, 2, 3. With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's three of a kind.
Yeah, this is where we give you the chance to go head-to-head with another Novocastrian to win free petty.
Mm-hmm.
It's back up over $2 a litre again.
Oh, isn't it an absolute disaster when that happens?
Because your liver's through the roof.
Yeah, you got to be saving money where you can and getting free stuff where you can.
Which is where we want to help you out.
Indeed, indeed. Let's meet our contestants this morning.
We've got Carol in Boolaroo up first. Hey, Carol.
Hi, how are you going?
Very well. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
What are you up to? You on the way to work?
I'm on the way to my uni placement, which I finish tomorrow, so...
Woohoo!
Tomorrow, I'm so excited.
The end is nigh.
Yeah, you got this. You got this. Let's meet Corey in Nelson Bay. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you guys?
Very good, very good. What work are you doing today?
I clean buses.
Oh, big bus cleaner. Fascinating. Okay.
Yes, I've been here since 3 a.m.
Oh, Jesus. What time do you knock off, Corey?
10:30.
Not bad.
P.M. Long day.
No, cleaning buses. Surely not. Go home for a nap straight away.
Yeah, that's what I normally do.
Bloody
You're on the home stretch. All right, here we go. Let's test your buzzers first. Carol. Good.
Tight, solid. Corey?
Rory.
Rory. That's all right.
Forgive me.
I didn't want to correct us, but I would have confused myself if I didn't.
Yeah, smart.
Forgive us.
You corrected us at the right time. That's the main thing.
You picked your timing well. All right, Carol and Rory, are we ready?
Yep.
All right, first one. Bickford's, Golden Circle, Cotties.
Rory.
Ooh, Rory, what is it?
Juice Brands.
Rory. Be more specific, please.
Oh, cordial, actually.
That's correct. We got you.
Correct. All right. That's 1 point to Rory. All right, next one. Tetley, Twinings, Dilmah.
Rory.
That was Rory again.
T.
That is correct. That means you're our winner. Well done. $50 worth of fuel, all yours. Carol, you're our runner-up for today. Can we get you back tomorrow?
Yeah, of course, no worries.
Ah, fantastic. You're a good sport.
We'll get you this free money, don't worry.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. Now, yesterday, I think, was on the show, we mentioned a bit of a, like a geyser of water shooting up in Mayfield.
Oh, yeah, Mayfield, yeah.
And apparently, it's not the only little issue there's been on that site.
Oh, dear.
So we're going to unpack some of these little Mayfield local stuff-ups up next as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo at New FM. Yesterday, a lot of people, as they drove down Maitland Road through Mayfield, would have seen a bit of a geyser of water shooting up like we had a new fountain in town.
It was huge.
Some people were excited thinking it was a new water feature. It's not.
What would happen, like, if you were to put your hand over a big, like, gushing bit of water? Would that shoot you up in the sky?
Have you ever put your hand over a gusher?
No.
Neither have I. But apparently, it could be dangerous.
What kind of gush are you talking about?
Well, we're talking about the one in Mayfield.
Okay.
Have you ever done that? No, never. No. Obviously. I don't know. It depends on the pressure of the water. Like
I'm picturing if someone was to step on it, it would shoot them up into the sky.
I don't think like it's that powerful. Movies. I don't think it's that powerful. Oh, but you could hurt your hand maybe because it was going very tall, this thing, like 5 meters in the air. Obviously, or likely, somebody didn't dial before you dig. Or, because there's work going on, it's the BP site with
the
Oporto.
Oh, I'm so keen for that Oporto.
Oh, so am I. Stinging for a love Oporto.
I love the Bondi Bites.
And for you and I, it's very convenient, isn't
it? Yeah, because we don't live far away from there at all.
For me, it's like almost too convenient. Their chips have a good seasoning on them too, don't they?
And the tom, the garlic sauce. Oh.
Delish. Anyway, we're Oporto fantasizing now.
Yeah.
But apparently they've had a few little mistakes on the site trying to get it ready. It's supposed to be open already.
I was going
to
say, I feel like it's been forever. I've been eyeing off the Oporto thinking, when the hell is this going to open? It's been a long time.
Yeah, so the other one, this is what I read on like a Facebook gossip group for Mayfield, I think it was. They said that apparently they put in the curb where there's supposed to be a driveway and had to dig it back up again.
That's dumb. That'd cost a bit too, wouldn't it, to fix?
Oh, Spenno for sure. It's probably just like, a pressure gets to you when you're working on a big, important build in a public spot like that.
But you know what? I feel like I'm probably going to make an enemy out of saying this, but every time builders say, yeah, it'll be done by October. No, it's not. It'll be done by the following April. They always take so long, even building a house.
Yeah, it happens everywhere, like little mistakes or things being late, that kind of thing.
You can't put a finish date on a build because it's never accurate.
They should just never do that. Yeah. Is what the truth
just say,
is.
Look, mate, it's done when it's done.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Exactly. All I can say is, can we hurry up and get some Oporto?
I want the Bondi Bites.
I want them ASAP.
I wanted them yesterday.
Exactly.
UFM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Hey, don't forget, after 7, our trivia check is back with $675 up for grabs. Basically, all we need you to do is answer one question.
That's right, one question between you and the cash, but that's after 7. In a minute, though, we find out how a film star, has hurt their appendage so badly it's gone black.
Is this a male?
Sure is.
Male film star hurt something.
Appendage. Adult film star hurt the appendage.
Oh.
So badly. It's changed colour.
That can't be good.
Nah, that's what I thought. Anyway, details next. Waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And we're talking about this adult film star, right? Mm-hmm. He only stars in adult films. He used to be a brickie. So he had the good physique, I guess. And then he decided, I'm going to switch careers here, do a bit of a transition. And he moved into doing these adult films.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was in the middle of...
A lot of money in that.
Well, yeah. Obviously, if you're good at it.
Yeah.
And you know what you're doing and stuff. Anyway, he was in the middle of the act and apparently he actually had a bit of an injury to the appendage.
Yeah. Whilst filming the scene.
That's not clear.
Okay.
From the couple of stories I've read about this, whether there was filming going on or not.
Right.
But basically, there was a slip and then... there was some pain. He said at the time, it was very painful, but he didn't worry too much about it. Sort of snapped, he said.
Whoa! Snapping ain't good.
There was a kind of a snapping. He said, though, when he started to get worried was when it swole up in not a good way. And then it changed colour and almost started to go a black sort of colour.
Okay, so that...
It was a big black situation, right? Anyway...
It's when you don't want a big black situation,
definitely
right?
Not. So he rushes to the hospital. They said if you hadn't have gotten this treated, there could have been permanent damage.
Oh, my God. Like, fallen off?
That's not clear.
Okay.
He said maybe like, deformed, right? Which is not good at all. Anyway... This is what I thought we could do here. 4967-4105. How'd you hurt your bits?
Oh.
Different way. Because, you know, it's a very sensitive area. And it can happen to anyone, guys, girls, whatever.
Do you reckon anyone in Newcastle has broken it?
No.
You don't reckon?
No. I think the sort of things maybe there could be something in sports, perhaps.
Yeah, the breaks are pretty few and far between, aren't they?
Yeah, but maybe like a ball hitting it. For example, incoming.
Serious injury.
Yeah, it could be a serious injury. There can be some dangers around
hair removal cream.
That could be one as well.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of thing, because there's chemicals and stuff in that, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, it's not good.
Putting the wrong stuff in the wrong spots and all that kind of thing. 4967-4105 will reward you with passes to the movie.
Yeah, 4 tickets to Reading Cinemas in Charlestown. It's worth about $60, which is pretty good, especially in this weather.
Oh, yeah. Escape off to the movies. Yeah. Definitely. All right. So 4967-4105. How have Novocastrians hurt their bits? We'll get your calls on the next as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo on UFM. And we're talking about how'd you hurt your bits after Liam Ellis is this adult film actor. And apparently he was doing some actions and it stabbed at the wrong point and it fractured.
Did you say there was a snap?
There was a snap fracture, which if untreated apparently can lead it to being permanently curved and dysfunctional.
Some people like it.
You got very excited with that.
No, I just...
You like a bend in the road, do you?
A curve can't always isn't always a bad thing.
Yeah, okay. Good to know. Good
but
to
I
know.
But I mean, if it's a fractured curve.
Well, yeah, and dysfunction. You don't want permanent dysfunction.
No,
going
I don't
on.
Think the girls will like the dysfunction.
No, not
either.
At all.
I mean, there's a lot of dysfunction in other parts that some women tend to like, but that's another conversation for another day, isn't it?
It certainly is. Let's leave that there. Let's go to the phones and find out how'd you hurt your bits.
We've got Joe in Cessnock up first. Hey, Joe.
Good morning.
Now tell us, how'd you hurt your bits?
Well, back in the 80s when it was safe to jump on everything and climb on everything, the fences back in the schools were like that round, hard metal with just the poles holding it up and walking along, balancing along that, slipped, landed on me bit, and the pain, it bled, it did everything.
It was, bled?
Yeah.
Oh, bruised?
I think so. I don't. All I have is memories of being in sick bay at school and being in a lot of pain with a lot of mess.
Now, I've just just to describe what Tyler's doing right now, she's actually poking her eyes, both of her eyes, and has them shut, just imagining the pain.
So,
did you get days off school?
I think so. Okay, it was like so long ago, but yeah, I remember the pain.
Any
is what
fractures?
I mostly remember. Not that I remember, no. I don't think they, you know, back then you just, you know, dealt with it, got on with life.
Yeah, life
I don't
goes
remember
on.
Going to a hospital.
Suck it up, Joe. That's probably what they said.
Pretty much.
Can I tell you, I've once copped a chopping board to the juts, and I feel like, Joe, it could be the same thing.
Well, you got to put your weight behind it. That's the problem.
Oh, because you fell from such a height.
Oh.
Yep.
Anyway,
Jesus.
Wow, is all I can say. And be careful when walking on top of fences.
Or don't do it at all.
Yeah, that.
Bits could get hurt.
Simon in Adamstown Heights, did your helmet hurt?
Oh, let me tell you, about 40-odd years ago and I was still living in Sydney, I was having a surf at South Kilkeel.
Yeah.
And as I duck-dived through a wave, a clump of blue bottles has gone down my board shorts.
No.
Now, back in those days, I used to surf commando.
Oh, my God.
So, wrapped around the old fella and, I've never experienced pain like it.
And did you get, like, scarred?
Nah. But I'll tell you, I was crooked for about 3 days after.
Really?
Did you have to pull them off?
Yeah, well, what
That's
else?
It's not an appropriate question, is it?
Wouldn't be the first time.
True. Well, you said it.
Awesome. Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Righto, listen up. If you want $675, we want to give it away.
Free money. It's very simple. Just answer one question.
So simple.
Like, even on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, there's heaps of questions.
Yeah, that's a rip-off.
It is a rip-off. I feel ripped off.
Well, who wants to be working for that?
Not me.
We don't make you work for it here at UFM. We just want to give it to you for just one simple task.
One question even.
One question even.
4967 4105. That's step one. Call the station.
Oh, yeah, okay. There's a few little bits and pieces. There's a bit of a rigmarole, but, I mean, the payoff.
$675, to be precise.
Call now. 4967 4105 if you want to have a crack and win the trivia check. We're doing it next.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, look, I told you to listen up and call up.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what Newcastle has done. The phones are hot this morning to win free money.
Well, everyone wants it.
I mean, can you blame them?
Give me your money, money. That's what they all say, isn't it?
Give me that money, money.
All right, let's...
Is that how it goes?
Yeah, let's meet our contestant, Francis. How's Shortland this morning?
Good morning. It's all right, better than yesterday.
Yeah, well, yesterday was wild. Did you get flooded at all?
Well, I work outside of Shortland. One of the locations did where I was luckily didn't. So that was good.
Jeez. You got to be careful where you park your car when it rains like that, don't you?
You do, yes.
Because you don't want to end up with it all through the floor.
Nah, gross. That's moist.
I don't.
You don't want a moist car, do
you?
No, not really, no.
$675 might help with getting rid of the moisture, but we don't want to be wasting money on that, do we, Francis? We want to be blowing it on something nice, hey?
We do, yeah.
All right, let's get down to business. I'm going to ask you a question. The 5-second timer will proceed after that. Don't let it get in your head. Are you ready?
Try my best.
Emetophobia is the fear of what?
A what, sorry?
Emetophobia.
Oh,
buzz is wrong. So sorry. Better luck next time.
Emetophobia is the fear of throwing up or vomiting.
Oh, I never heard of that.
I feel like a lot of people would have that fear. I hate chuckity yak.
Oh, so do I.
Not fun.
Not at all.
Well, it does mean tomorrow, $700 up for grabs with our trivia check. Now, that's some serious cash.
Now, Stephen, our new producer, yesterday revealed he's got a secret second job. Who knew?
Yeah, well, everyone's got to have a side hustle these days. The cost of living's through the roof, so it's not uncommon.
No, to have a second job.
Yeah. Now,
let's get him on. Hello, Stephen. How are you?
Good morning, family. I'm well. Yourself?
Very well. Now, talk us through this little side hustle that you've got.
I don't think side hustle's the right word to describe it.
It's a side hustle that makes you no money whatsoever.
Yeah, you've talked it up with the you know, cost of living and all this. I don't earn any money. I'm a volunteer, essentially.
Yeah, but this is you, like, just, like, planning your routes, getting some perks, you know?
Well, yeah, I run the stretcher at McDonald Jones Stadium for the soccer games. So for the Jets, I went to the Matildas last night. I do both the men and the women for the Jets. So busy weekend this weekend. They're both at home, Saturday and Sunday.
So tell us, before we get into the stretcher bit, because I have a lot of questions, was the game fun to watch last night, the Matildas?
Yeah, really cool. Like we've established, I'm pretty new to Newcastle.
Yep.
So that's the most packed I've seen McDonald Jones Stadium for a sporting event. Close to 10,000 there.
Yeah, that's pretty big, isn't it?
And it felt all of that plus more. It was really exciting. And the weather held off just enough. I thought the weather was going to keep people away, but people came out in droves. It was really cool.
Now we get onto the stretcher bit,
Did you have to run the stretcher last night?
No, I did. I haven't had to run the stretcher once, actually, which, touch wood, is a thing I'm really appreciative for, because I don't know what I'd do if I went out there. I'd be a bit like a headless chook, I think.
Have you had training for it?
Not me, or not personally that I remember, but there are some battlers there, some real diehards who've been doing it for like 20 years. So I'm in good hands. You know?
Question.
I'm doing my apprenticeship, I suppose.
Now, when you say you run the stretcher, right, the idea is if someone's hurt, mm-hmm. you get the stretcher out there and you run it. Does that mean you just carry it over your head like people carrying a light table in a campsite or something?
Or like a slab of beer?
To get it out there. Yeah, well, I guess you get it out there as quick as possible. The coming back in would be the hard bit with, you know, a bit of weight on it from a person.
Well, this is what I'm thinking. Like, if you're carrying someone on a stretcher, one would assume that they've got a pretty serious injury, yeah. right? You don't want to be running and, like, bumping around. Like, what if they've got a serious spine injury? Surely that would take training. You've got to practice carrying the stretcher nice and gently, no?
Yeah, I would agree. But all the teams have team doctors and they'll be out there to guide you and stuff like that. I do have nightmares, though, about you see on YouTube all the time those, like, funny stretcher fails where they drop the players.
Oh.
And
oh,
I have not. That haunts me. So, fingers crossed, when my time comes, I will be ready and I won't, you know, let it slip.
I feel like they should have, like, stretchers on fields. Why are people carrying it? The wheel has been invented.
Yeah, but also
can you not just get chunky wheels, like a wheelbarrow wheels?
I suppose. I was going to say, you'd need, like, big wheels with tread because sometimes if, like, for example, when, like, the Matildas were playing soccer last night, they'd be kicking pits of turf out of the ground. It wouldn't be a very smooth ride.
Yeah, but you got, like, the wheels and suspension have been invented for ages.
What if they're in a rush, though?
Crevo, well, the self-serve checkout's not enough. I'm just trying to keep a job. I'm just trying to sit on the sideline and watch the stock. Stop trying to replace my job, please.
Sorry.
Very true. Well, yeah.
Forget I said all of that.
Let's hope you never have to carry the stretcher, but I cannot wait for the day that you get the call out and poor old Stephen just soils his knickers because he's got no idea what he's doing.
Oh, fingers crossed it won't happen, touch wood.
And hey, don't forget this morning at 8 o'clock, get the first new FM cash track for the day. Write it down along with all the other cash tracks we play across the day and we'll pay you $105 for everyone you can name.
That's so simple. Such an easy way to make money.
Pays to listen.
Sure does. Next, though, what Tyler's getting her tongue into that's quite electric. Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. Yesterday on the show, we discovered that you like to get your tongue into something because you like the tingly feel. Right? And what we discovered is that you lick your phone charging cable every time you use it.
Before I plug the charger into the phone, give it a little lick, yeah.
What's happening is, like, just to explain it very clearly, the phone charger is plugged into the power switched on.
Yeah.
And then you lick the zappy bit.
Yeah.
And then you like the little tingle on your tongue.
That's how I know when I lick it and I get the little zing, that's how I know that there's power surging through the cord because the cords, like an Apple charger is so inconsistent. I just would like to know before having my time wasted plugging my phone in. I know it's going to charge because you can feel a little power surging through the little bit.
Your power cable is inconsistent because you wet it with water every night.
I've had it since forever. It works all the time.
You know, you can just look at and see the little lightning bolt in the middle of your battery and know that it's charging, right?
Yeah, but why waste my time putting it in and having to wait for the lightning bolt to come up?
That is the argument of somebody crazy. Anyway, you were like, I'm not the only one doing that.
I don't think I am. I think there would be someone in Newcastle that would also lick their charger before plugging it into their
phone. Nobody else does that.
I reckon they do.
Producer Stephen, jump in here if you're listening and if you're not busy, because this is just the actions of somebody who's a little bit crazy.
Yeah, I can't back Tyler on this one, unfortunately. I'd love to, but it does seem very delusional, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it's not delusional. I don't find it weird because it's something that I've done for a long time.
Like how long?
Since I was in high school.
What?
Maybe I missed it. Where'd you pick this habit up from?
I don't know. I saw someone posted on their Facebook status way back in the day saying, surely I'm not the only one that licks my charger. And I was like, I'm going to give that a go. And then it just became a habit.
It's bizarre. Anyway, this is what we're going to do here because I am convinced you're the only one in Newcastle doing this.
I don't think I am. Someone else would be licking their phone chargers before plugging their phone in.
4967 4105. It's a judgment-free zone from Tyler.
give, from me. I can't guarantee it's not from the boys, though.
Give us a call if you also lick your phone charger. There's no chance anyone is calling, but you were so sure yesterday.
Yeah, I'm still confident.
I said, let's throw it out to all of Newcastle and the whole region. 4967 4105. Do you also lick your phone charger like Tyler?
We will reward you if you do so with 4 tickets to Reading Cinemas in Charlestown. You'll go in the draw for that if you just call and back me here, because it's totally a thing.
Or maybe it's like your partner does or something.
Well, someone that you know. Yeah.
But I think you're the only one.
I don't think I am.
To make this, to give you the best chance, I'm going to give the number out one more time. 4967 4105. Is there anyone else in Newcastle that loves the tingle on their tongue? Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And we're asking the question, are you a bit weird and lick the phone charger before you plug it into your phone to see if it's got power through it like Tyler does?
I do all the time, every time.
I just can't get my head around why you think that's a good idea. And we are putting it out there to see if anyone else in Newcastle does this.
Yeah, we're on the hunt for anyone that enjoys licking the charger before putting it in.
They like the little tingle on the tongue.
And we've got Adele in Beresfield up first. Hey, Adele.
Hey, how you going?
Very well. Now tell us, do you lick the charger?
I do. I like to be very temperamental, and sometimes you just got to give it a good lick.
Yep. And do you like, describe what it feels like for you, the little tingle on the tongue.
It's like when you lick the top of the battery, but just not as strong.
Yep. You're right, actually.
Charge through there, let's go.
Oh, my God. Are you a fully grown adult?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's so weird. Anyway, you and Tyler in the Power Chord Licking Club. Congratulations on the new album as well.
I will say, though, I actually haven't attempted to lick a battery. I thought that was pretty dangerous.
Well, you roll the dice with a power cable every day, so why not just mix it up? Let's meet Matt up next. How's Port Stephens this morning?
Wet.
There's a lot of that around. Now, are you rolling the dice with your life as well and licking on cables?
Yeah.
What?
You know what else is good? Bring in the muscle stimulators.
Pardon?
What are they?
The muscle stimulators, the, like, muscle electrify thing that stimulate your muscles.
Yeah, like the TENS machines.
That's all you're doing on your tongue and it feels amazing.
Yeah, you're right, actually. Do you do this every day, Matt?
More than once a day, because I charge my phone more than once a day. So that's a bonus for me.
What, does it not ruin the phone as well, like getting all your saliva in there?
No. I don't like slobber it.
Yeah, it's just a little tap on the tongue, Creeper. We're not pashing the bloody
We'll have to give you, like, a demonstration on how to do it properly, Creeper.
I was doing it yesterday. I don't have a charger cord in front of me now, but see, there are other people in Newcastle that licked the charge. There's nothing wrong with us.
Unbelievable. I just think there is something wrong with
this. There's nothing wrong with us until maybe 10, 20, 30 years down the track and we've got some kind of, like,
growth on your tongue?
Probably. Or some kind of disease, and they're like, you know what? Do you lick your phone charger? We're like, yeah. Oh, well, you've got a week left to live, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
The tracks are worth cash.
Are you okay, man?
Yeah, I'm fine.
It's 105.3 New FM's $10,000 cash tracks.
Write them all down. $105 is the value of each one.
And we are literally handing this first one to you on a silver platter, my friend.
With a little cloche on top.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what they do in all the TV shows, isn't it?
Bit of, like, theatrical smoke, too.
Yes, throw a bit of dry ice under there. She'll be right, mate. Yeah, you've got to have a sound of lifting the cloche. A cloche doesn't lift silently. That's what I've learned in life.
Sure? I feel like a silent cloche is nice. Okay. I want some peace and quiet around me. I don't want the funk.
It's just creating a bit of drama. You know what I'm saying?
Anyway, get your pen and paper out.
Yep, that's the headline here.
Write this down. Oh, this is one of your favourites, Bebo, from last year. A big one, Postie. I like you.
And don't forget the feature artist.
Doja Cat.
Yep. And you can't just say Postie either. You need the
full
name.
You got to say Post. All right, write this down. Post Malone, Doja Cat, I Like You. In brackets, a happier song. There you go.
Write it down right now. That's if, like, you want free money.
Write a bloody essay.
I know.
What's the goss on the way with producer Stephen? What's on the way?
Blues Fest is on the way. It's right around the corner.
Yes.
Artists are pulling out left, right and centre. They're boycotting Blues Fest. I'll give you all the details in a bit.
Yikes.
Indeed.
Right now, though, Crevo, I want to share some news that's shocking to no woman ever about some creepy gym men that are taking over TikToks that are making women feel uncomfortable whilst they're working out at the gym.
So I think what's interesting here is this is something that's not really, the light's not really shined on this very much, and it needs to be.
Well, it's starting to go viral, and I've noticed it mainly on TikTok and Instagram. I don't go to a public gym, got my own, because sometimes I feel uncomfortable working out in front of other people, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm not very fit, so sometimes if I want to die, I want to die on my own.
Yeah.
Without witnesses, you know?
Yeah, fair enough.
But yeah, trending hashtags have been popping up over the last couple of months on TikTok with gym creep and gym weirdo, increasing in over 100 million views, and a lot of women coming out saying, this happens to me as well. A viral video posted last month by a woman named Gina showed a man coming and standing directly behind her while she's doing her workout. He's basically breathing down her neck.
Now, is this a packed out gym and there's not much space left?
Nope. She's posted a video of this creepy guy standing directly behind her while she's trying to work out. She also says that there are plenty of other places in the gym to choose from. It's quite empty.
Oh, no.
With this man deliberately choosing to set up camp right behind her and stare at her whilst she's doing a workout. She even says the gym was practically empty and this peckerhead chooses to stand right behind me. So she set up her camera to film him, to kind of put him off.
Like a phone, yeah.
Yeah. And she was like, now we're both just really uncomfortable because he's just continuing. And the footage of it, he is literally, I reckon if she had freckles on the back of her neck, he could count how many she had.
That is bad behaviour.
So and I guess we can add a gym to the list of places where women no longer feel safe. It's just like, if you are insisting on being so close to a woman that she feels uncomfortable whilst doing her own workout, and if you're staring at a woman while she's doing a workout, what makes you think that, one, that's fine, but then when she's, like, there are other videos where a woman has asked a man to stop staring, he's like, I wasn't. And then she's like, I've got you on camera, mate.
Turn around. Here's what makes this even worse. It's already uncomfortable for a lot of people to go to the gym because they go there trying to better themselves.
Yeah.
Right? And to improve their health and life. And then to have this type of thing as an additional reason to not feel comfortable in a gym, it's just no good. People just need to be better.
These videos have also prompted all kinds of gross men to weasel out of the woodwork and stand up for men's rights to make women uncomfortable.
Not how it works.
Like, can men also please stop commenting on women's experiences, please? Or better yet, like you said, stop making them feel uncomfortable in a place, like you said, where the gym is already an uncomfortable place for some people to be.
Well, you said yourself, you know, you prefer to work out alone, right?
If I had a creep eyeballing me, I reckon I've got a bit of a temper. I would come up to him
and just crack it.
Oh, I would lose my mind at him.
Yeah, and rightly so, because no one should feel uncomfortable in a space like that.
Go
it
to the gym.
It should not be the case.
Mind your business and don't be a weirdo. And if you see this at any gyms around Newcastle, or if you're a person that's been made to feel uncomfortable by another person because of this in Newcastle, call them out. It might make you feel uncomfortable, but call them out because it's going to terrify them.
Oh, absolutely. But obviously, if you're really uncomfortable, don't do it. But go speak to someone at the staff.
Find someone that can help you out as well. Yeah, if this is something...
If it's really, you know, because there's certain situations where that, you know, people work out late at night and stuff.
Exactly.
So always be safe around doing that. But if you can call them out and you feel comfortable to do that, please do. Because everyone should feel safe in a space like that.
Especially in a gym.
Exactly.
It's so wild to me. Mm. Go to the gym, mind your business. Don't be a bloody weirdo.
Good tip.
The Novos with Tyler and Prevo.
Came and asked me how I say my name when I was like Adele.
Is the cat toy for a cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my
What's the goss? UFM.
All right, producer Stephen, Blues Fest dramas, what's going on?
Yeah, well, so close to Blues Fest, April 6th to 10 in Byron, of course, and if you've got tickets, in the last week there's been drastic changes to the lineup. Artists are boycotting left, right and centre. The latest of which, Sampa the Great, has pulled out overnight.
And she's an amazing artist too, isn't she?
Yeah, amazing international artist as well, which is such a shame, you know, coming from overseas, you don't often pull artists of that calibre into Australia.
Mm-hmm.
When you do, you want to keep them. She's joining local groups King Gizzard and Lizard Wizard, who have both boycotted earlier this week. And it's all due to a surprise headliner act, which was announced as Sticky Fingers for the festival.
Now, if you don't know who Sticky Fingers are, they were like one of the pioneers for... Stephen, what would you call it? Like...
It's that whole, like, surf, indie rock genre, I guess.
Yeah, it's sort of, like the new version of pub rock, kind of.
Some of the Sticky Fingers music is so good.
Yeah.
Like, they have got an amazing catalogue of music.
Oh, let's not get twisted. Like, a lot of these bands exist because of what Sticky Fingers did.
Totally.
But unfortunately, there's been a lot of controversy around their frontman in particular, Dylan Frost, who has had allegations along the lines of, like, assaults and drunken disorderlies and all that kind of stuff. He is a diagnosed bipolar schizophrenic, but, yeah, I don't know. The organisers of the festival, they've basically come out and said... are we not going to allow artists to grow and learn from their mistakes? And these guys have done so much growing over the last couple of years, but I don't know.
Have they, though? Because they were given a chance to, I guess, explain themselves after Dylan Frost really went hard at some other musicians in public, to female musicians, where he was allegedly, as you say, assaulting some female musicians in Sydney a long time ago. They were given their chance to explain themselves. They came on the record and said, God, it's all good, boys will be boys. And then they've given a chance to redeem themselves on tour, where Dylan Frost again has come out, abused the crowd.
Yeah, he spit the dummy.
Cancelled the show in the middle after playing three or four songs, let the fans down. I mean, if that's your definition of growing, or anyone's definition of growing, I'm not sure I would like to align myself with a festival that are going to support this kind of band.
Well, you and the artist, because you worry about the state of the festival, because when it starts getting like this and the media gets a hold of it, it does start becoming, whether you like it or not, you've got to pick a side. And
exactly.
With us or against us.
Yep.
And I think you'll find it'll start snowballing and a lot more artists
it's
will pull
so
out.
Disappointing, though, because you want to see these Australian musicians be on an international scale, like the Blues Fest, like you said, it draws in so many international fans and musicians, and it's really disappointing to see Australian musicians really, like, tarnishing the brand.
It seems, I think if they don't kick Sticky Fingers off, it's going to be big trouble for them, really.
They've kind of doubled down on it, haven't they, Stephen?
Yeah, well, they have doubled down, and they've made a couple of statements basically saying that, in not so many words, but, you know, cancer culture is the problem here, and that you need to allow people to grow. It's just disappointing, because Sticky Fingers are in a place where they could do so much good.
Yep.
Like, their music is phenomenal.
Yeah,
you have to remember that.
Right, they are... great band. Their music is amazing, but they just, I don't know, they just don't stand for the right values, I guess.
It's hard to support that, isn't it? It's hard to support what they do off the stage. Yeah,
it'll be very interesting to see what happens with Blues Fest, if Sampa the Great will return, or if she's pulled the pin for good, and if any other musicians are going to back it or pull away.
Yeah, because if enough do, they won't have a festival left.
I've got to say, though, if you ever have the chance to go to Blues Fest... oh, my God, do it.
Take your gumboots, because it rains every single time.
Oh, it'll be sloppy ass, but one of the best experiences you'll ever have.
It is a lot of fun.
Maybe not this year, though.
Maybe not. Hold out.
Get next year. Much better idea.
Yeah, I think so.
UFM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Question for you, Tyler.
Yeah.
How many Dalmatians suffered in making your jacket that you've got on there? Because you've nicked that off Cruella de Vil.
Nah, I do have a big fur coat on, because the nitwits in management won't let us adjust the aircon in this place. And it's cold enough outside as it is, so the only jacket that I had in the car is one that kind of is similar to one that Macklemore would wear.
Yeah, in the thrift shop video.
I've gone thrift shopping and found myself an old fur coat, and it's the only thing that's keeping me warm at this point.
It's so thick and fluffy.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
All the sheep got their fur back.
It's faux. Thank you very much.
Vegan, is it vegan friendly?
Very vegan friendly. I paid a lot of money for this. I'm not here for killing the animals.
Did you now?
Yeah.
What would that set you back? Is it Louis Vuitton?
No, it's not Louis Vuitton, but it's... Have a guess.
$700.
No, not that much.
$699.
$520.
Oh, that's spenno.
It's an investment, Krivo. This is a fur coat I will have forever. I've had it for years. Could it also be a hand-me-down to my future children?
It could be. I didn't know you're on such big bucks.
I'm not. I'm still paying it off. I purchased it 10 years ago and I'm still paying it off.
Next, talking kitchen grimes, waking up with the Novos. Tyler and Krivo on 105.3 New FM. Producer Stephen, yesterday you mentioned to us after the show that there's a bit of an incident or cleaning crime going on in your share house at the moment.
Yeah, well, obviously share houses are pretty notorious for some pretty average meals and also more average hygiene, I suppose.
Oh, yeah.
And to my housemate's defence, for the most part, they're all pretty clean. In fact, I'm probably the messiest of the bunch.
So you're adding your selfie.
But I don't think I'm that messy. I think, in general, we live in a pretty clean share house.
That's good.
But at the moment, we are playing the gnarliest game of Drainer Jenga you've ever seen.
Now, what is that? Because I've never heard of that.
So, everyone would have one. It sits next to your sink. You might call it like a dish dryer or something like that.
Yeah, the like thing the...
Dish rack.
The drying rack. Yeah.
Dish rack. Yeah, that's what you might call it as well. And obviously, all your dishes go there after they've been cleaned, before they get put away, just to allow them to dry. But at the moment, we have a bit of a habit in our house of taking stuff from the dishwasher and putting it in the little dish dryer. And then the next load doing the same and the same, and no one clears out the dish dryer. So we've got a stack so high against the wall at the moment. And if you want the pan at the bottom, it genuinely is a game of Jenga. Like, you got to try it.
Can you slip it out?
Yeah. Otherwise, I feel like if the pile falls, it is your duty to put it all away. But until then, it's fine. It's fair game.
That right there is a cleaning crime. Right. Thank you for reporting it. We now know it's noted in the Cleaning Crime Police Journal.
4967-4105. If you have witnessed a cleaning crime, call up and report it.
Especially if there's a regular offender in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Is there somebody who's always doing that? Filling up the dish rack, never clearing it out.
Oh, there's always one in a share house. Or there's always one in your husband.
Yeah, that too. Now, have you got any cleaning crimes in your house?
Not at the moment, but when I lived in a share house as well, I moved in with a guy who was relatively tidy, but just notoriously avoided the stovetop. Hated cleaning the stovetop, right? So he'd like cook rice, spill it everywhere, and then like cook something over it. So this raw rice would be burnt into the cooktop in with like some Tommy sauce or like other gunk and junk just cooked onto the stovetop. It's disgusting.
A stovetop non-cleaner cleaning crime.
Indeed.
Reported. Now, there was one you actually admitted behind the scenes yesterday. It seems you don't want to share it on the air this morning.
What's that?
About sending stuff around for a second time.
I will, yeah.
Time to admit it. Come on.
All the time, if particularly with when I'm doing the laundry. Is this the one that you're talking about?
Dishwasher.
Or the dishwasher. Yeah, if I can't be bothered putting it away, it's still dirty. I'll just send it around again.
Cleaning crime. That thing has already been washed.
I can't be bothered drying it and putting it away.
4967-4105. Do you have a cleaning crime going on in your house right now?
Report it.
Report it immediately. Of course, best callers on air get themselves some tickets to the movies.
Yeah, at Reading Cinemas in Charlestown, Family Pass, 4 tickets.
We've got them to give away. You'll be in the draw for that. The number again, 4967-4105. Report a cleaning crime here at New FM. Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And we are talking cleaning crimes here. This is your chance to report them. 4967-4105. Maybe you live with a cleaning criminal, someone that is not doing the cleaning job they need to do.
Greg on our Facebook page said, I've got kids. I don't have time to take you through the endless list of cleaning crimes they commit a day. Rose has also said, I allowed my son's girlfriend and her 3-year-old to live with us for a couple of times. Her idea of doing the washing was putting it in the machine and then leaving it there for days.
Well, that is a cleaning crime that needs to be reported. I've noted it, and we'll send it to the Waratah Police Station after this.
Thank you. I can drop one off on my way back to the Waratah Manor.
We'll give him a full report.
Yep.
I'm going to do a self-report here.
You're dobbing yourself in.
From this morning.
What'd you do?
So I made my coffee, right? And then we've got like a little container we put the grounds in.
Yeah.
She full.
You leave it.
That needed to be dumped this morning.
And you left it.
Self-report. And I left it, and it's just so full. I was like running late.
You need
like,
to go and right your wrongs.
Yeah, I know. As soon as the show is done, I'm going to dump the coffee grounds.
Another one that I do is that if we do the laundry, and you know how sometimes when you do it and there's always a missing sock, you always end up with one sock
without
its pair. I'll just send it back around in the wash again and hope the other pair shows up. I'm
report
not
putting
one sock in the drawer.
Report
only socks
it.
Go in as pairs.
That's
send
another,
it around again.
Feels like another issue there. Yeah. but report it anyway. Let's go to the phones.
We've got Robbie in Charlestown. Hey, Robbie.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Good.
Never
tell us.
Better.
Report a cleaning crime.
My husband's a multiple offender.
Noisy now.
There he is.
Okay. Do you want to give us some of the biggest crimes? Because we'll start by noting them down.
Well, there's the soaker.
The what?
What's that?
The soaker.
Yeah.
I couldn't wash it because I need to soak it.
Is this with the clothes or with the dishes?
No, the dishes.
Oh yeah.
We haven't got a dishwasher.
Yeah, right. So
our dishwasher is your hands and your arms.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, I've got a serial offender in the soaking industry as well, Robbie.
Oh,
I can't. It needs to soak overnight.
It's been reported. It's been noted.
Let's go to Amanda next in Woodbury. Hey, Amanda.
Good morning, Novus. How are you today?
Very well. Would
Amazing.
You like to report a cleaning crime?
The garbage bin.
Okay.
What's going on?
So, obviously, you can tell when it's full because it's overflowing with rubbish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not my house. You shove the bag down as far as it will go and then keep piling it up. And then when the kids go to get the bag out because it's like, come on, empty the bin, it's split.
Yeah, always. I wonder why. Now, who are these serial offenders, Amanda? Is there one culprit or are there a few crime committers in this household?
Multiple. Children, family that comes over.
Everyone. Everyone's doing it.
Well, I'll get your names off the air and I'll report all of them to the Waratah Police Station, all right?
Straight there.
Let's go to Katie next. Hey, Katie.
Good morning, guys.
Now, please report a cleaning crime to us so we can right the wrongs.
It's on a large scale. I've taken a hole. If you can't beat him, join him. And I'm kicking stuff under the fridge too.
What is getting kicked up? What was the last thing you kicked under there?
Look, we've got an ice maker, and I'm really embarrassed to say, but I'm kicking that ice under there. It's not okay.
Well, it's been noted, and if you're ever around Katie's place, be careful what's going on under the fridge.
Oh, I've been known to kick a few dead cockroaches under the fridge a few times.
Dead cockies?
Yeah.
That's outrageous. That's your worst one.
Pretty gross, isn't it?
Cleaning crimes all noted and will be taken in the crime journal straight to the cop shop after this.
Names and details have been noted. You'll get a knock on the door. You're under arrest as of this afternoon.
Exactly. You're off to jail.
That's
very
us.
Serious.
See you later. That's us done. Don't forget, Cash Tracks will be playing right across the day. You never know when they're going to pop up. One could pop up straight after this in 105 commercial free.
You never know.
So keep listening.
Do not listen. And I cannot stress this enough. Do not listen to any other radio station.
And I say this through gritted teeth. If you do, you're in big trouble. I mean, you're basically losing money.
You hate money, do you?
Yeah, you must.
Go listen somewhere else if you hate money.
Lose.
All right, see you tomorrow.
See ya.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to Tyler and Crevo, the Novos.
Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.